If you witnessed a murder and you're hidden on an Amish farm, you're ready to go back to the 80s. I'm your gnarly host, Darian. In a minute, we're opening that time capsule dated Sunday, February 10th, 1985.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
It was Sunday, February 10th, 1985. A nice warm day in American history, even for the folks of Colorado. Here we were in the dead of winter, and Mayville, Colorado recorded a state record of 61 degrees Fahrenheit. And that's not all that was hot. Wham certainly was with their number one pop hit, Careless Whisper. Conway Twitty was not only hot, but he was cool, and he proved it with his number one country hit, Ain't She Something Else? New in theaters and taking the number two position, Harrison Ford was back as John Book in Paramount Pictures' thriller suspense, Witness. And that night on the CBS Sunday Night Movie, part one of two, The Atlanta Child Murders. And that's my time, 80s friends. If you'll excuse me, Kit is waiting for me out back. I don't know if he wants to give me a ride or if he wants to have a conversation. Let's meet tomorrow for another 80s flashback.